Good morning, everybody. Glad to have you here. And my name is Pam Barnes, and I am covering for Vance as he and Stacy are taking some time to celebrate their anniversary. And so I will share with you how I blended my professions. I'm a dental hygienist. I graduated, and I live just outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and I graduated from the University of Louisville back in 1977. So I've seen the dentistry come a long way, and I've also seen some things that we were told when I was in school that are not so anymore, and one of those things is thanks to New Kent, so I'm happy to tell you about that in just a second. I will have questions and answers at the end, so write them down as I'm talking, and ask me. I'll stay on the line as long as you need me to. Okay, my career, we all graduate at the same level as a dental hygienist, but I took mine pretty quick to become more of a periodontal hygienist. I say I'm in expanded practice because I really focused from the beginning on our gums. And the gums are called periodontal. So you have a periodontist, and that is a person that specializes, as some people say, in your gums. But it's not just the gums, it's what's underneath. It's the foundation. We have to have a good foundation. We have to have a good foundation to hold our teeth in, and we have to have a good foundation, and you can, don't we, to help share with more people. So with that, I want to talk about the bone around your teeth, how to keep your mouth healthy. My tagline is, I took oral care and moved it to total care, because that's why I wanted to deal with periodontal problems. It's because I saw those people that had gum infection, gum disease, and gingivitis, whatever you want to call it, many names, were the ones that were having a lot of health problems. And I knew right away that there was a connection. Now, back when I was in school, okay, then we were taught that the mouth is the beginning of the digestive system, okay? But truly, they focused on the mouth. I mean, we learned things about the body, but it was still about the mouth, how to keep just the mouth healthy. But we know that that mouth does go to the digestive system. It does go to the gut, and the gut is your second brain, and we need to feed it. We're seeing the Alzheimer's and everything now that we have to keep that in balance and keep that healthy. Decay is very easy to fix, okay? Reconstructive and making your teeth look absolutely perfect all the way around is very easy to do. Maybe a little costly, but you know what? The support of the teeth is not. Once you lose the bone around the teeth, that supposedly doesn't grow back. But with Nuken, we have a special aspect of that called BDZ that can change that. So I'm excited to see the changes that are coming, have come and are coming. I will give you some hints along the way to help yourself be healthier. One of them is floss every day, okay? It is cheap, and your entire body will thank you for doing so. So back when we were focusing on just topically in the mouth, we focused on getting rid of the acid, so alkalining the mouth, and to oxygenate the mouth, okay? Both of those things, the bad guys, the bad bacteria, can now grow in an atmosphere that's oxygenated and alkalined. Well, we've got another aspect of Nuken, don't we, that helps that, okay? So knowing that these anaerobic bacteria, as their name, hates to be in an alkaline environment, we told people to use baking soda and hydrogen peroxide as their toothpaste. Knowing all along that some company would come along and market that and be able to put it in a tube, and they have, tastes a lot better than mixing it on your own. But for those two things, the alkalining properties of the baking soda, the hydrogen peroxide oxygenating properties go together. Well, let's take a healthier look at that, okay? The alkaline product, we have a great one, J. Greenzymes. The oxygenating product is using our Pinag water, because going through a waterfall system, it separates the water molecules, and so it frees up some oxygenation that helps in the mouth. So right there, New Kent has answered one of the problems. And I see people, you know, I see a lot of people that don't have New Kent because they don't know about it. But that's my job, try to sneak it in. And your job, too, is to help share with other people, not just yourself. But New Kent has those two things that help a lot. I found out, we always have to take a medical history in a dental office, okay? That's a given. By doing that, I really found out how sick everybody was. When I got into New Kent, I found out how many people didn't sleep well. But I saw the sickness. I was in several practices for over 15 years and watched my patients and who became my friends come in with more health problems each time. The medical list got longer. When I started in hygiene, I hate to admit this, but we didn't even do medical histories on children. It wasn't needed. Nothing usually was wrong. Now, I wouldn't touch one without a medical history. And if the parent's still working on it, I ask the battery of questions, just like I ask an adult, because they are on so many medications and they have so many complications that affect their not only what their mouth is like, but their behavior in the dental chair, too. So we know what's happening in our world. In the 90 decade, and I will have to say, thanks to my profession, which I do love my first profession, the ergonomic problems I was struggling. I had wrist problems. I had a head that throbbed. I was tired all the time. My feet hurt so bad, I couldn't even take a step. I kept asking the doctors, finally, after my home remedies that I knew about at that point weren't really doing the trick, why? And they couldn't give me an answer for it, okay? Well, we know with New Kent there is an answer for it. Our bodies are depleted of things, including the magnetic field of the earth. So, and I was around a lot of equipment, had it in my hands all the time, had my feet on pedals, and now the computerization that's around helps to drain us too. So I was looking at something to save my profession. Even though I knew that I really didn't want to do dental hygiene until I was in my 70s, and not just because of financially, but I just wanted to have something else. I wasn't one to sit around. So it's interesting how God takes some challenges and turns them into flowers and, you know, lemonade and all of that. And he did. So in that decade, I found, at 41, I found New Kent. Now, I am 20-plus years older than that, and I will tell you, New Kent gave me my profession back, and it gave me a new leash of education to share with patients, even in how I talk to them, to be more positive. For those of you that have gone to the Being Your Best Self seminars, or back then it was Humans Being More, I was led to many doctors and many medications, and it was one after the next, and finally, I'd had enough. When the neurologist told me to come back when I couldn't even move my neck, and he would do surgery in 60 men. I was angry. I left the ivory tower, as I said it. I knew that I needed to blend in Eastern medicine, Eastern thinking, natural thinking into my health. So with the products of New Kent, I did return to total health. And I did it a couple months, was great. 6 months is when I said I totally had transformed myself and became what I was before. We know it takes 7 years, so I'm so excited. I'm the three new me since I joined New Kent. It's every 7 years since I've been in New Kent, over 21 years. So as I look back, this was all in the plan and how I could help people. So I will tell you, I get a lot more hugs from sharing New Kent versus cleaning your off teeth. Even though I do get hugs from cleaning teeth, believe it or not. Well, let's talk. The last 3 years at the Kentucky Dental Convention was all about diseases related to the bacteria in the mouth. Okay? We're talking not just mouth disease as we did back when, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis. I'm going to even tell you hormonal changes make a difference. That's really the first thing I saw. Now, we were taught that diabetes made a difference, epileptic medication made a difference in it, but now they are really talking and accepting the fact, and the medical world's accepting the fact, that we have a huge role in the health of their patients. So they don't just look in the mouth now. They refer pretty quickly to a dentist. And what's interesting in the periodontal office, because I do still do hygiene 2 to 3 days a month just to keep my hand working, thanks to New Kim for a second income. And so they are referring to the periodontist, okay, because to get in there to really clean. So the first thing we have, and I just took a drink, is the Pymag water. I mentioned the oxygenating properties that it has. Of course, it's also alkalining as well, since it is alkaline. So what I tell people with this water to help their oral health is that when you're not in front of people, obviously, hold it in your mouth. Put it up around your teeth, all your teeth, including up under your upper lip, okay? Moisten everything up. As we talk, our tissue dries out. At night when we sleep, some of us sleep with our mouth open, okay? That dries the tissue out. So take that water, kind of swish it around and moisten up everything before you swallow it. We have a waterfall unit in our bathroom. I suggest you do that, or at least have a pitcher where you take water up there and then set it on a magnetic product, okay, whatever it might be, a backflex or even a power chip would do it, but set it there to keep the energy strong in that water and use that when you brush your teeth, okay? That's an easy thing to do. Then I mentioned about the Jade Green powder. The Jade Green, if you do the powder, okay, the capsules this doesn't work on, but if you can do the powder, put it in our water and swish it around your mouth. You don't have to do it vigorously. Just kind of toss it around left, right, underneath. Get that good nutrition, because I will tell you, your oral mucosa, that's our term for gums and cheeks and all that, absorbs that good nutrition out of the Jade Green zymes, okay? So, like if somebody's in a diabetic coma, we can put sugar in our fingers and rub it in their cheeks, okay, and help to bring them back. So do that. Give it time to work. Don't just take it in and swallow it and down, even if you do it with a juice. Of course, you know, juices have some sugar in them, but put it in your mouth and give it time. Now, my second thing to this, if you say, well, I just can't do the powder, lactoferrin is very, very helpful in the entire body. Lactoferrin still has praises to come about it. And it is my number two in this segment for dental health, okay? Jade Green Zymes or lactoferrin, or if you do both, that's the bomb, okay? Because it really helps the gut get in balance. And, of course, the big one, our Bone Health Pack, okay? Bone Health Pack is everything when it comes to total bone support. Osteoporosis and bone loss do affect the mouth, okay? It's not like, oh, I have a bad hip, so my mouth is bad. That's not necessarily correct. But when it comes to the medications that the doctors prescribe, all in the bisphosphonate category, and I learned this year at the convention there's another category, we won't get into all of that, but it still has the same effects. Get this. 25 years ago, at the Kentucky Dental Association meeting, Buell Bell had done the studies on the effects of the bisphosphonates on the bone in the mouth. Okay, I'm fortunate enough to be right here by the university. They do a lot in the reconstruction of people, but they identified this 25 years ago. Okay, so the question we ask ourselves. Why is these medications still being prescribed? Because they don't know what else to do, okay? They have to give something to try to help this. You know, I give education and an option for getting a product that can be very helpful. And for those of you that are on the medication, I don't want to scare you. There's, you know, as one of my patients said, well, my doctor says there's only a 2% chance that this is going to happen to me, that might happen to me. Yes. But somebody was at 2%, right? That's the way I look at it. Well, if you all could go where the students, okay, so the students at U of L and UK do table clinics, and they don't get paid for doing this research. This is part of school. And I see them every year. There's students that do studies on osteonecrosis of the jaw. Osteo meaning bone, necrosis meaning death, okay? I've got the pictures in my phone. You really probably don't want to see them, okay? So, and it doesn't just happen. You have to have something occur in your mouth. You break a tooth, it has to be removed. You need a root canal or things like that. Some trauma in your mouth that's going to kick it off. Okay? I kind of relate it to the shingles. That herpes virus is always in your body, but it takes some type of an injury to kick it to come out. Well, that is how people find out, okay, other than dental x-rays, about the osteonecrosis. And I know many people say, I don't want dental x-rays, blah, 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 blah. If they use a lead shield and they have a digital-style camera, the radiation you get is very, very slim. The information you get could be huge, okay? So then I think now those of you that know, when you go into the dental office, if you fill out the medical history, it is on there. Have you taken any, you know, osteoporosis-type medications now or in the past? Because there really is a 20-year shelf life in your body. But that 2-year period of being on it, and they will tell you to go off of it when they have to do treatment, because they not maybe off totally, because here again, the medical world doesn't have an alternative, but we do. And unfortunately, for my sake, but I was one of those people that needed a root canal. It's a long story. A screw in a salad at a restaurant cracked my tooth, and despite all my efforts to save it, I ended up losing the tooth, okay? And I did have a root canal at first, but then I had a implant put in, okay? Implants are wonderful, gang. They are truly wonderful. But you've got to have good bone support to support them, okay? So my story is, then this is the truth, that I was already on the bone health path, as we call it, and I started doubling that. When my tooth injury started happening, I started doubling it because I wanted to save the bone. Okay, despite that, the infection because of it caused bone loss. Anyway, so I doubled it 3 times a week, not the calcium, but just the 2 products. Now 1 product, the bone BDZ, the bone density item. So I would tell you to double it. In 3 months, when I went back to the prosthodontist that did the treatment, I asked him, because he was gloating over, oh my gosh, you're so great, you built all kinds of bone, this is wonderful. And I said, okay, I've got a question for you. And I didn't tell him what I was doing, okay? This was my double-blind, placebo-based study on myself. So I said, if this was a board question and they showed you the before and after pictures of on this and the bone density in my jaw, would you say that patient is 28 or 58? Because I was 58 at the time. He told me 28. Okay? So that shows you the benefits of taking that product. The jaw is thin. That's why this osteonecrosis from the medication show it quickly. Okay? The medications keep around old, dead bone. So the results are kind of a false positive. They show you that, oh yes, there's bone, the bone thickness is there, but is that bone vital? Is it living? Does it have a blood supply? You know, that's something those studies do not show, all right? So taking this taking the BDZ, okay, with it and the calcium, put those together, they're blended, they work together, not a calcium from Walmart, but blend the Niken calcium in there. Really, really will make a difference for you, okay? Here again, I'm not telling you it's going to grow bone back, but it's going to help your bone be denser, right? To repair a jaw, this is what they do. I'll also stress this with flossing, okay? But they take a chain, titanium chain, and they have a putty, and they build bone. So they have to do a jaw resection. This is even if somebody's in an accident, this is how it works. And thank God we have this way to do it. I mean, it's wonderful. So they do the jaw resection, they do the chain, they take this putty and build it around, and then the oral surgeons and all build you up. It is amazing, okay? And you clap your hands, and you're so excited because it is fabulous how they do it. So there is a repair for it. But wouldn't it be better not to do it at all? You don't have to go through months, years, even of eating soft, smashed foods and not one surgery after the next. Practice prevention, gang. That's the way to do it. Okay, so let me move on because I don't want to run out of time. TMJ problems. I get asked a lot. I have TMJ. What should I do? Okay? Our little power pack things, the little minis, you can put those on your TMJ. If you wear glasses, you could have them on and nobody would ever see it. Put them there in front of your ear. That helps the clenching and the grinding that you do. A pillow with that, of course, the whole sleep system to help the body relax, because that's what it is. We're working out things that have happened or going to happen or whatever, and we're clenching and grinding, or our teeth don't fit together right. So that's a whole nother talk. That's in the dental world. So the far infrared headband, or the, sorry, Kinkotherm headband, when you use that, you can place it around like under your chin and over your head and have that over that TMJ, that jaw joint. Okay, I love that headband. I put it around my throat like last night when I knew I was getting a little raspy. The sleep mask is great. You can actually, if you're having a lot of discomfort on one side, you can turn it sideways and put it all on that side of your face. Okay, so use that. CM cream is huge. I also like CM cream over the sinus area and to help open that up. So that's not a problem. And I used it on my throat this morning, too, because it really helps with that as well. So CM is another big one. You do need the relaxation from the sleep system and the comforter. Oh, my goodness. Some nights I wake up in the night and I've got it all curled up under my neck because it just feels good. Now, as you're using these products, I suggest when you go in to get your teeth cleaned, I hope you're doing it really three times a year, but at least twice a year. Ask your dental hygienist, how does my oral hygiene, how does my mouth look compared to last time? Of course, if you don't have the same hygienist or the hygienist in that office doesn't make notes, that they, she might not know. But when they probe, see if the, what the, how many bleeding points, I guarantee you there will be less if you're, if you're living in a neat and wellness home. Then tell her what you're doing. Don't be shy about it. Say, well, I'm doing this and this, and I knew it would make a difference. I just wanted to be sure. Offer to do a lunch and learn at their office, or take that person to lunch just to talk to them and share about Niken. So Niken, or nor anyone else, has really developed anything that replaces the dental floss, okay? The dental floss, let me tell you what they're saying, and it's true. If you floss your teeth, your chances of esophageal cancer will drop. And you don't have to be a smoker to have esophageal cancer. It also can come from acid indigestion, which our products help, right? Heart conditions, ovarian cancer, and besides that, you keep your teeth and your smile, because that's your entry point to your soul. I do want to mention on the rotary toothbrushes, this is another little hint on the side, you cannot go too slow, okay? One tooth at a time, very slowly. Take at least the 2 minutes to brush your teeth, one tooth at a time. Okay, so I know people sometimes bebop around, as I call it, so don't do that. Take your time with it. Vance asked me about root canals. Now, root canal comes from an abscessed tooth for whatever reason. Now, I'm going to talk about dental emergencies in that, not to specify a root canal. If you have a dental emergency or you have an abscess tooth, you have something going on, put the minis or whatever on the outside. Take that headband around. So put it on the outside of the tooth. It will penetrate down into health. And another little one that I say, that CM cream, it doesn't hurt you to put it in your mouth. You know, believe you me, when I had a gum graft one time, after the packing was taken off, I was putting CM cream on my gum graft. So, you know, don't swallow it. Don't brush your teeth with it. But at least rub it on that area. It really, after the first time you have it, you'll realize it does not taste that bad at all. So that's my little hint. If you are told that you need periodontal surgery, please look up the term, the dentist LANAP, L-A-N-A-P. Laser-assisted new attachment procedure. Do a Google search to see who's near you. Get a second opinion, okay? That laser is incredible. We use it in the periodontal office I work in, and I have seen bone grow back with it, and bone that we didn't think the patient would keep the tooth. So I'm going to tell you to do that. Okay, now, what I want to tell you to also do is don't start your day with sugar. And I hate to tell you, the people that have coffee would put the creamers in it. When you start your day with KVB, okay, Kim's and Vital Balance Protein Mix. But once you introduce sugar in the morning, you're going to want sugar the rest of the day. Okay, and look how much diabetes we have. Not in all of us, I hope, but do watch what you start your day with. You're going to set your sugar limit there. Okay, I want everybody to go out and be the answer to others' prayers with this information or the Nikan information. Just get out there and offer it. Okay, I'm going to stop the record. Well, let me go ahead and take questions. So let me... go ahead and star six yourself. It'll probably be better. Star six and fire away if you have any questions. Is anybody there?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Sure.
This is Nancy in Cleveland. I'm wondering if you have any secrets about what to do for dry mouth. All of a sudden, I have found that I have it.
Okay. As far as using the 10 products or, you know,
in general,
others, well, there's things on the market, and I can't think of something. Biotin has a lot. You need to ask your pharmacist, because there's rinses, there's gum, okay, there's toothpaste, there's gel, things like that to help stimulate, you know, the saliva. Just be sure not to use anything with, you know, like sugar candies or sugar cough drops. They make sugar-free cough drops. Okay, but do that. The other thing I'm going to tell you is when you drink your water, moisten all of your tissues with it.
Oh, I drink. In fact, before I go to bed, after my hour of getting ready for bed with my mouth, and after I use the water pick, I come in the kitchen and swish more pie water.
Good. Do you use pie mag water in your water pick?
No.
Uh-huh.
Because I use warm water in there.
Well, I don't know if you have a tank, but if you have a tank water pit unit, warm that water, of course, preferably not in the microwave, but I get my hot water out of my Keurig machine or my steamer, or heat it on the stove, but something like that to put it in your water pit and work it in between your teeth. Yep.
Okay.
Or, you know, they make water picks for the shower. They're called shower flossers. You can go on Amazon or whatever and get them. And if you have you can shower head, just use that. You're going to use the water there.
Okay. But as far as anything natural or you know, Nikan that will, and I don't even know why it happened. I'm not on medication. Mm-hmm. It's changed.
Hormonal.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Sorry about that.
Okay.
But it is. Sure. If I think of something more, I'll get in touch with you.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, sure.
It's Gary from Maine with a question.
Yeah.
You referenced some study some 25 years ago that we knew something about some of the medications. Can you tell us more about that? What was the study some 25 years ago?
It was done on the medications that, so to speak, reversed osteoporosis. And the first ones, I know there's been many, were done by the University of Louisville, L-O-U-I-S, Louisville or Louisville, however people say it, but it's Louisville. but they've done, you could probably Google search it and be able to pull it up. But also NPR, they had a lot of information that I was using back when the Bone Health Pack first came out. But if you go into NPR, into their website, and then search in the archives, okay, for osteoporosis. Just do that search, and you'll be amazed. There are some really staggering results that will come out of that, that you'll read.
Great. Thank you much.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Pam, this is Jean. You haven't spoken about any benefits of brushing your tongue. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't get into that because I'm focusing on Nikan. Oh, brushing the tongue is everything. In fact, 20 years ago, because I'm an old hygienist, I took a course, CE course. I love those courses. And this lady said, as a hygienist, we're going to be teaching people more about brushing their tongues than we are going to be about brushing their teeth. Okay. I love brushing the tongue. They have tongue scrapers. It's a good thing to do. Your tongue is just like a shag rug. And we all know why we took shag rugs out of our house, right? So you can use a tongue scraper. And I tell you what I like on it is a denture brush. So good denture brush. It's stiffer. There's short bristles, and then there's a round one that gets in the middle, in the midline of the tongue, really good, a little round one. And you might even have it if you still have partials or whatever. Of course, those are going to be obsolete with the implants. And but that's the way to do it. Keep it clean. The bacteria collect on that tongue. So I don't. When I clean somebody's teeth first, I do an oral exam every time. But many times I'll take a wet gauze. You can even do it with your washcloth in the shower. You know, some people say, well, I gag. Well, brush with, do whatever you can to clean it off. But yes, they actually make a gel, a tongue gel, like Sonicare on Sonicare's toothbrush. They have, I probably ought to stop the recording maybe. Let me see here. I'm going to stop the recording in a second.